welcome. Welcome here tonight. We celebrate. Our theme tonight is, well, it's Christmas, so that's our theme, and it's Emmanuel. God is with us. It's a powerful thing that God is with us. He's come. He's crossed that barrier that we can be in relationship with Him. We celebrate Him tonight. Do you anticipate meeting Him tonight and then throughout the coming year? Is it exciting the night before Christmas? Can you imagine 2,000 years ago where there had been 400 years of silence? They were waiting for the Messiah, and he revealed to a few people that He was coming very soon. Anna knew, Simeon knew, Mary and Joseph, right? The story's unfolding, and it continues to unfold. God is with us. We praise Him, we thank Him, we worship Him. Will you join me in a word of prayer as we start this service tonight? Lord Jesus, we bow before You, and we do come with expectation. We serve a risen God, a living God, and You have drawn near to us. You are God with us, Emmanuel. We celebrate You, and we are learning to rest and abide in You. Help us see and hear You. You are living and active. You are doing things around us and in us. Help us hear and follow You. Experience You up close and personal like You've made it possible. And would You be in this service? I pray for every person here tonight that they would have an intimate encounter with You, Jesus, tonight. And we pray it in Your powerful name. Amen. Would you stand as we sing? Our team will come up.
The angels issued an invitation to the shepherds to come to Bethlehem and see, come adore Him. And that's what we'll start with. You stepped down from heaven. Humbly You came. Let us adore Him. You stepped down from heaven. Humbly. Oh, Come all you faithful, adore.
Luke chapter 2, verse 20. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to whom those his favor rest."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
It's the birthday of a king that we've celebrated. We celebrate 287, if you can. You can't read it anyway, it's too dark. So let's just read the overhead and join with me, please. Stand up.
In the little valley of Bethlehem,
Emmanuel, hallowed manger ground. Starlit night, a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long we see the light that leads to the hallowed manger ground. What fear we felt in the silent day, 400 years can we be found? But broken by a baby's cry. Rejoice in the hallowed winter ground. Silent night. It was a holy night, and for a while everything was calm, until everything turned bright. Now we'll sing three verses, and the fourth verse is going to be in your native tongue, whether it be German, whether it be Dutch, whether it be Russian, it doesn't matter. We're going to sing in tongues, so that's the fourth verse.
Sleep in heaven. before you set the edge of time,
foundations of the earth and sky,
you saw it all and said that it was good. The joy was set before your eyes. You knew that you would give your life.
You saw it all and said that it was good.
Glory to God.
Peace on earth.
Goodwill to all men.
Here with the angels we sing.
As he reigns from above,
may he reign in our hearts,
our sovereign Lord and King. You have come to bring peace, to be love,
to be nearer to us.
You've come to breathe life,
to be light,
to shine brighter in us.
O Emmanuel,
God with us,
our deliverer,
you are Savior.
In your presence,
we find our strength
over everything.
Our redemption,
God with us.
You are God with us.
Behold,
behold the One.
Our love has come.
Behold,
behold the One. Our King has come.
Glory,
glory,
glory to God in the highest.
You've come to be hope
to this world
for your honor and name.
You've come to take sin,
to bear shame,
and to conquer the grave.
Hallelujah to the One
who made his home among us
and took our sins away.
Oh, hallelujah!
He has torn the veil that separated
to bring us face to face.
The heavens warred.
The earth stood still.
His final breath,
the veil was torn.
The angel sang, holy is his name.
Defeated death.
He broke the grave.
Our hope returned.
The lost are saved.
We lift our voice
in never-ending praise.
O Emmanuel.
O God with us.
Our deliverer.
You are Savior.
In your presence,
we find our strength
over everything.
Our redemption.
God with us.
You are God with us.
Behold.
Behold the One.
Our love has come.
Behold.
Behold the One. Our King has come.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy is our Messiah.
You are here.
You are holy.
We are standing
in your glory,
our deliverer.
You are Savior.
In your presence,
we find our strength
over everything.
Our redemption,
God with us.
You are God with us.
Emmanuel,
God with us forever.
Emmanuel,
Savior of the world.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
He's come now, and all the sky is filled with angels.
To God, where would we be without Him? I tell you, I wouldn't be here, I would be dead. He's done so much in my life, He made so much possible in His coming. And He is God with us. What a miracle! Almighty God who spoke everything that exists into existence. He comes. to become part of humanity, to be born as a baby, fully human yet fully God. It's a miracle. It's awesome. Indeed, glory to God. Emmanuel, God with us. And it wasn't just a time in history. It was that. But it led to so much more. I could talk about all night. We could talk about until it's actually the 25th. I won't. Now that you're all terrified. But we could explore it for a long time. We could go around the room and hearing how God has been with us and is with us in specific times and places, seasons of life, different ways He is God with us. I just want to mention three tonight. The ladies of our church a while ago, I don't know if you can see this very well, that's okay. This is one a sign. Ladies got together and made some signs. This one says, Christmas, the beautiful reminder that in the coldest and darkest of seasons, God is with us. This sign's going to hang in our room year-round. Not just when we celebrate Christmas, but as a reminder in the coldest and darkest seasons of life, He is with us. Does that not change absolutely everything? That He is with us. It's a powerful statement. God is with us. We have access to the one who spoke creation into existence. The one who loves us more than we love ourselves. He's drawn near. He's not a distant God. It has to do with proximity. He's come close, come near to us. Do we draw near to Him? He's with us. Are we with Him? Right? He's not the distant God that some of the religions worship. The sun God way out there trying to appease Him so He doesn't do too much harm to us. He draws near. His proximity is this close. He's an intimate God. Relational. His proximity is close. He is with us. Are we with Him? Secondly, He comes and He's with us in His presence. Right? We've all experienced it, I'm sure, at least in our marriages, probably if we're parents, in lots of other ways. You're speaking with someone. Their proximity may be close, but you say something and, right? Did you hear what I said? Huh? Have no clue, right? Say something? Okay. You said okay, you're still not moving, and they don't do it because they're really not present with us. But we've also experienced the other side of that, right? A great time with one of our parents or grandparents, somebody where they take us right up on their knee, and they're fully engaged with us. Or even if we're not that proximity close, right? Some new babies around here, I can hear some. When they're toddling around, sometimes the parent is fully present with the child, even when the child is oblivious to them. God is present with us. Do you know He delights in us? He rejoices over us with singing. Read Zephaniah. It's true. I mean, we've sung praises to Him and worship Him, and that is rightly so. And He sings over us. Doesn't that happen? Newborn child, aren't we delighting in them, whether it comes out in a physical song or not? We delight in them, we rejoice, and we get to be present with them. Right, we're paying attention. Ha ha, look what they're doing. Even when they're kind of destroying something, it's still funny when it's cute little ages. We're present. God is present with us. He's with us in His presence and how He pays attention to us. He's Emmanuel, God with us. I think it bears the question again, are we with Him? Are we really present? Do we listen? Are we attentive to His, what He's saying to us through His Word and through His Spirit? Do we spend time hearing, dialoguing with Him? He's present with us. Are you with Him? What's Christmas about? Are you celebrating that He is God with us? In His proximity, He's near. In His presence, He's attentive and alert. He's longing to have a dialogue with us. Third, He comes with a purpose. The Christmas story is kind of cute, although even in Scripture it's pretty ugly. It gets pretty ugly pretty quick. There's a reason Mary and Joseph had to go to Egypt. Herod had all the children killed. He thought this was someone challenging his throne. And there's a battle going on. There's a celestial battle. There's an evil one, the devil, who wants to destroy our lives, who is not present with us for our good. And he loves to destroy marriages and relationships and our very lives and decisions. But he's not near as great as the one who draws near, who is close to us in his proximity, who is present with us, and who came with a purpose. He overcame the problem we could never overcome. He comes with a purpose. Yes, he's born as a baby, and he grew, and he was perfectly obedient to his Father so that he's an acceptable sacrifice. He comes with the purpose of going to the cross that we deserved, and he did not, but he pays that penalty for us so that we can enjoy God with us all the time, in every season of life. He comes with that purpose. I remember a while ago doing a baptism and membership class. It was actually when Emery Blanken was in the class. My son Zach was in the class as well. And as we were talking about what's this mean, being baptized, choosing to follow Jesus, well, one of the ways Emery described it was, well, here's the hat he had on when he was born. And he was going his own way. He's on his own team, doing his own stuff. And he says, baptism is a symbol of what I've done inside. I'm on God's team. I'm on God's team, he said. God is with us. And Emery's saying, God is with me, and I'm with him. You know, these kind of hats remind me of a team. Baseball, football, doesn't matter. But the coach comes in, he's got a plan. This is the way we're going to play. We're going to play as a team. And he says, are you with me? Are you with me? That doesn't just mean, okay, yeah, you know, I'll accept it verbally. I'll believe in you that you existed. That doesn't cut it. Are you on my team? This is the strategy, right? They talk about it on sports stations and whatever, trade a player to a different team. He's got to get used to a new system, a new way of playing. Does that coach make the call, or are each individual player making the call? It's got to be the coach. There might be several good ways, but there can be only one way this team is going to operate in the end. So whose team are you on? God is with us. Are we with Him? And He comes with a purpose. Do we live out of that purpose as well? Or are we just like Christmas, the rest of the world? How much can I get for myself? He came not to seek and, or He came to seek and save the lost. He comes with a purpose and He pays the price. And if we're on His team, we're actively doing that too. Yes, we celebrate what He's done for us. And it doesn't end there. We enjoy, we worship Him, we celebrate His proximity is close. He's God with us. We rejoice in His presence. Right? Every day, He is with us. Powerfully. Personally. Enjoy that to the full. And He is God with us. One on mission. On purpose, He comes. And on purpose, He sends us. We celebrate tonight God with us. My question is to thank God as we sing our closing song. Are we also with Him? There is a children's hymn, Away in the Manger, with a lot of adult theology in it. So we're going to sing it for memory. If your memory isn't very good, that's all right. Mine isn't either.
Sleep on me. The cattle are lowing, the baby awake. But little Lord Jesus, no crying may. I love me, Lord Jesus. And I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and praise the Lord heaven to live with me.
Christmas. A lot is packed into that phrase. God with us, Emmanuel. We celebrate Him. He changed history. He changes our present day if we will open our lives up to Him. And He changes eternity, our future, forever. And we celebrate all He has come. God with us. May you be powerfully with Him this Christmas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.